The secret of world of Purim Katan. You ready then?
Ready.
All right, let's try it together. Okay, so the first question we need to think about is, why do we have Purim Katan? Who gave us Purim Katan? How did it come to be? I came home last night, and our daughter Zahava said to me, "Daddy, do you realize that if there was one other, we'd be going to shul now for the Megillah?" And it really hit me. I was like, whoa, that's true. I mean, today would be Purim, if not for the fact that it's a Iber Yar, a double Adar. Today would be Mamish Purim. It's amazing to think about. Okay, so how did Purim Katan come to be? So there's a Gemara in Maseches Megillah on Daf Vav Amud Beis. The Gemara is explaining the Pasuk, Bechol Shana Vishana, or the phrase from the Pasuk, Bechol Shana Vishana, which is in the ninth parak of Megillas Esther. Because the truth is, it was actually a big machlokas whether or not Purim should be celebrated in the first Adar or the second Adar. And each approach has a very... Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yossi Savar, Bechol Shana Vishana, Ma Kol Shana Vishana Adar HaSamuch L'Shvat, Afkan Adar HaSamuch L'Shvat. Again, I have to decide if I have to make Purim in the first Adar, in the Adar that follows the month of Shvat, or am I going to make Purim in the second Adar, the Adar that precedes Nisan? So the Pasuk says, B'chol Shana V'Shana. So says Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yossi, just like every year we make Purim, meaning most years in a regular year, you make Purim, you celebrate Purim in the Adar that immediately follows Shvat, So too this year. You have to celebrate Purim in the Adar that follows Shvat, which is the first Adar. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel disagrees. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel says, Savar b'chol shana v'shana, ma kol shana v'shana Adar hasamach l'nisan, afkan Adar hasamach l'nisan. Just like every year we make Purim right before we come to Chodesh Nisan, so too, says Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, the same thing has to be true even when we have a leap year. So now the Gemara explains their svar, goes a little deeper. Bishlama Rabbi Eliezer Rabbi Yossi Mistaber Taima. What halachic principle tells us that today has to be real Purim? Ein Mavir and Alamitzos. Rabbi Eliezer Rabbi Yossi says, what right do you have to not make it Purim? Right? Meaning if there's the possibility of today being Purim, how do we have the permissibility, the permission to delay Purim? That's a halachic reality. Ein mavir an ala mitzvos. Today, if today could be Purim, so what right do you have to not make a Purim? How can we pass up Purim today? Again, it's true on a pnimius level as well, right? Meaning like Klal Yisrael are so desperate for Purim, so how could you delay Purim? Who could push away a Purim from Klal Yisrael? So Rabbi Eliezer Rabbi Yossi makes a lot of sense, right? Ein mavir an ala mitzvos. We don't delay mitzvahs. You have an opportunity to do a mitzvah, you do it right away. Rashi says in source number 2, Ein ma'avir na'al mitzvos, mishaba liyadai aktim la'asos. Right? As soon as it comes to your hand, you should proceed to do it as quickly as possible. As we know from matzos, shmartem es ha-matzos, right? Guard the matzos, which Chazal darshan in the Mechilta, in the Medrash. Don't only read it matzos, read it as mitzvos. We don't delay mitzvos. So Rabbi Elazar Bios, we understand that today has to be poor. You can't not have Purim today. That's Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Yossi. El Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, my time up. But what about Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel? How do we not have Purim today? How could he say push it off to the other that's going to precede Nisan, meaning this year other Sheni? Amar Rabbi Tavi, time up Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, mismach geula legeula adif. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel also has a svara. What's Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel's svara? It's nice to have a geula next to another geula. What does that mean? Says Rashi again in source number 2. Geula le geula, Purim le Pesach. It would be nice if Purim led right into Pesach. So therefore, when should we make Purim? In Adar Sheni. So, Chaver, who do we paskin like? I mean, we know. We paskin like Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. Right? Today is not Purim, it's only Purim Katan. Only Purim Katan. Yeah, it's Purim Katan today. So the question is, why is Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Yossi not followed? Meaning, mismach geula legeula is a nice idea. I agree. It's nice to have the connection between Pesach and Purim. It's very nice. It's a nice thing to do. But Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Yossi has a simple halachic rule. Ein mavirin ala mitzvos. So what right do you have to not make Purim today? Because it's cute to have Purim next to Pesach. Mismach geula geula. That's odif. That's more chashiv than ein mavirin ala mitzvos. How could a person just push aside the halachic principle, ein mavirin ala mitzvos? Because it would be nice to have the two geulas next to each other. It would be nice. I agree, it would be nice. But what right do we have to not make Purim today? So I think the answer is, the only way we could paskin like Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, the only way we could not be in violation of ein mavirin ala mitzvos, is if what? Is if we make Purim today. Right? If we make Purim today. Meaning HaKadosh Baruch Hu is looking down right now and saying, let me see how Klal Yisrael feels about Purim Katan. If Klal Yisrael makes a matzav out of Purim Katan, right? If we are mechabed the day, okay, it doesn't have the mitzvos of Kriyas HaMegillah, it doesn't have the mitzvos of Mishloach Manos and Matanas Lavyonim, right? But if we give honor to this day and make, so to speak, a mitzvah out of it, so then Hashem looks down and says to us, "Nu ein mavirin ala mitzvos." We agree. Ein mavirin ala mitzvos. We didn't skip over this day. We made this day a celebratory day. And then we could have the additional factor of what? Of Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel's mismach geula legeula. Of putting Nisan next to Pesach. However, you're not smiling enough, so I'm concerned that you're not understanding what I'm saying. So let me say it again. Right? The question is, why do we paskin like Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel? Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel says, it would be nice to put Purim next to Pesach. Yeah, it would be nice. It would be nice. Right? But ein mavirin ala mitzvos. So the answer is, how do we get away with not making Purim today? The answer is, we do make Purim today. If you're a type of Jew who doesn't make Purim today, you have a real halachic shiloh. If Purim Katan means nothing to you other than no tachlan, so then I don't know. Then Hashem looks down and says, "Nu ein mavirin ala mitzvos." So what are you going to say? I didn't say tachlan. That's how you give kavod to the day. But if a person understands that today is a special day, and that the oros of Purim are mamish poel in the world today, right? And he thinks about that when he davens today, when he learns today, when he talks to Hashem today, and when he eats his lunch today, he does it in a Purim dik way. When a person, connecting deeply to this day, so that's a different thing. Then Hashem says, okay, I see. Ein mavirin ala mitzvos. You didn't skip over this day. You made a mitzvah out of it. You made it into a chashuv thing. It's so true that today is Purim to such a degree that the Halach in Shulchan Aruch says, very interesting thing. The Halach in Shulchan Aruch says in source number 3, Yom Yud Dalid Vites Vav Sheba Adar, Rishon, on the 14th and 15th of Adar Rishon, Ein Noflim Al Paneim. We do not recite Tachna. We do not recite Tachna. Says the Mishnah Brura, in source number 4, says the Mishnah Brura, what does it mean that we don't say Tachlon? We don't say Tachlon. Ulechuli alma ain omer malanisim. Right? But we also don't say alanisim. I mean, it's not really Purim today. Kevan de ain koran ha-Megillah. We don't read the Megillah, so it's not really Purim. However, v'im omru ain machziran oso. But if you accidentally got so caught up in the day that you recited alanisim today, says the Mishnah Brura, you did not ruin your Shmona Esrei. If on a random day in Chodesh Iyar, you happen to throw in an Alanisim, so now your Shmona Esrei doesn't make sense. You're saying things that make no sense. And Machziran also. You got to go back. But if a person on Purim Katan, if a person today or tomorrow accidentally throws in an Alanisim, hang tight. If a person throws in an Alanisim today, so the Mishnah Brura says, Ein Machzirin also. He's quoting from an Achron known as the Chemed Moshe. You can see in source number 5, the Shar HaTzion, which is the footnotes of the Mishnah Brura, also written by the Chavetz Chaim. And he explains, why does an Alanisim not mess up Shmona Esrei today? Again, you're not supposed to say it. Not advocating for it. But why does an Alanisim not mess up Shmona Esrei today? The answer is, says the Shar HaTzion, but taimo, the hamidina hayaroi lasos ba'adarishon, kamashakaswa poskim. Because really, we should have ein mavirin ala mitzvos. Today should have been Purim. Elish u'ula le'ge'ula adim. If you want to submit things b'ksav, I'll take them. No, I'm saying, if you want to write something down and pass it off, I don't want you to say things out loud yet. So if you want to... Okay, no, but if you feel like you have to say it, just I'll accept written submissions. Do I prefer it? No, you can say it later. But if it's if you feel like I have to say it now, I don't want it to... Okay. I just don't want you... You're smiling a lot, so you have something good to say. So I'm saying, if you want to submit it, biksav. Okay, fine. I just don't want you to say it out loud yet. Okay, so says the Shaar HaTzion. So if you accidentally said Al HaNisim today, today could have been Purim. Today Mamish could have been Purim, and therefore what? Im kein mikol makom have me'ein ha'ma'ora. Me'ein ha'ma'ora means it fits the theme of the day. So on Shabbos you say Ritzei, on Chanukah and Purim you say Al HaNisim. What about Purim Katan? It's me'ein ha'ma'ora. You didn't say something that contradicts your Shmoneh Esrei. It totally fits the theme of the day. Bayamim ahim bazman hazeh. The way the Kedushas Levi explains it. It's mamish, the aura of Purim is happening now. So there's no reason for a person, again, halacha, bederach, you know, nigla, we don't say Al HaNisim. But if one did say Al HaNisim, it's very clear from the poskim that one would not repeat their Shmona Esther or have to go back because what they said is in accordance with the day. Okay, but again, the only way we can have a Purim Katan, the only way we can paskin like Rishim Ben Gamliel is if what? Is if we make sure that today is not a violation of Ein Mavir and Al Mitzvos. So we have to celebrate today. We have to feel that it's Purim Katan. Otherwise, we have a halachic shayla. Okay? Point number one. Point number two. Purim Katan. So what is Purim Katan? What is this inyan of Purim Katan? Okay? So now we have a Purim. We have this first Purim to start getting ourselves ready for a second Purim. So what exactly is a Purim Katan? So I like to understand things in a very simple and literal way. So, Purim Katan. Right, what is the gematria of Purim in Mispar Katan? So what's Mispar Katan? For those who don't know, Mispar Katan is a very famous technique that's used by Tzaddikim in explaining gematrias of words. Right? Mispar Katan, you take a number and you bring it down to the single digits column, to the one column. So for example, Purim, Pei, right? Pei, which is 80, becomes 8. Vav, which is 6, okay, 6 is a single digit number, so 6 remains 6. Resh, which is 200, becomes 2. Yud, which is 10, becomes 1. And Mem, which is 40, becomes 4. Everything gets reduced to the Mispar Katan, to the single digits column. So what is the gematria of Purim in Mispar Katan? Because it's Purim Katan. 21. Okay, Purim in Mispar Katan is 21. Okay, 21 is one of the names of Hashem. Aleph and Hey, Yud and Hey. It's the name of Hashem that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu when he was going to begin the process of the Geula of Pesach. Hashem says, Eheyeh Asher Eheyeh, I will be what I will be. Right? But that Aleph and Hey and Yud and Hey, which is Gematria 21, is the name of Hashem. What does the word mean? Eheyeh is a word also. Right, it's a name of God, Eke, we don't say the name, but it's also a Hebrew word, Eheyeh, I will be. So what is the avoda of Purim Katan? Okay, so Eke is a shame of tshuva, so there's a lot of tshuva. Right? But even more simply, it's a good point, but even more simply, Purim Katan is what? Is beginning a process of saying, Eheyeh, what do I want to be? Where do I want to be by the time Purim arrives? What's the problem with every Yom Tov? You know what the problem with every Yom Tov is? The problem with every Yom Tov is, and my wife doesn't like when I say this, but I still do it, right? Every time a Yom Tov comes, I always say to my wife, I feel like I'm not ready. I'm not prepared for Yom Tov. So she says, I know that you pulled out your Purim Sfarim like right after Hanukkah. So what does it mean? Like, how much more time do you want to get ready for Purim? But there's always a fear. It doesn't matter what Yom Tov it is. If it's Pesach, if it's Shruis, if it's Lag BaOmer, it doesn't matter what it is. There's always a feeling like, I need more time to get ready. Like, I don't, you know, I need to like learn more about the Yom Tov. That's true for every Yom Tov. Purim, we have this unique opportunity that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving us, not every year, but this year, called Purim Katan. Hashem says, I'm going to give you time to get yourselves ready. I'm actually going to have you force yourselves to have like a, almost like a practice Purim, called Purim Katan. Right? And that way, Purim Katan, by the time you get to the real Purim, you'll know what you'll want to be. Because after you go through Purim Katan, you're saying, you know, I did certain things right, I did certain things wrong. So Hashem says, don't worry, you can do it again. This is just practice. Right? The whole avod of Purim Katan is to be meichin, is to get ourselves ready for where we want to be. This is helping us to find the road to Purim, so to speak. Right? Because again, hopefully a Jew is always preparing for Purim. But this year, when you have a Purim Katan, Hashem more officially, more formally, forces us to prepare for Purim. Hashem says, I don't want you to just fall into Purim, I want you to prepare for Purim. I want you to think about, where you'd like to be. Not to just show up, but to have a plan of how you're going to get there. What is the whole Avodah of Adar? The Avodah of Adar, we know, is to try to bring HaKadosh Baruch Hu into our lives. Let's learn the Maor Einayim. We mentioned it a few times already. Let's learn it inside. Okay, the Maor Einayim says in source number 6, Mishenichnas Adar Marbin Besimcha, when Adar enters, at the beginning of Adar, a person already is Marbin Besimcha, V'hu Tmua. He says it's hard to understand. Da Iker Haneis Hayabiyodal Betazvav. Why are we preparing? Why are we feeling Purim already from the beginning of Adar? Purim is celebrated on the 14th and 15th. So that question is so much more this year. Why are we celebrating Purim a month early? Halacha says that Purim is another Sheni. Like, what exactly are we doing now? Right? What exactly are we trying to experience? Or even stronger, why are we celebrating a whole month early in this case? The names of the month came up with us from Bavel, from the exile in Bavel. And even though the names of the Jewish months are not really rooted in Hebrew words, in Jewish words, right? But the fact that they became accepted by Klal Yisrael means that every month has a deeper meaning to it. Nisan, Iyar, Chen Kulam, everyone has a deeper explanation of what the name of the month means. Vitam HaChodesh Adar, so says the Maor Einayim, what is the month of Adar? Lama Nikra Kach, Hu Mipnei Shebechodesh Zeh Nirmaz Aleph Dar. As we've said several times already, Adar is what? Is Aleph Dar. Right? Aleph Dar. The Chiddush Erem also, the Ger Rebbe says it a little differently. He just says, the Adur, right? The Medrash that talks about Hashem building a Mishkan, Hashem uses the Lashon, Adur Beinechem. But Maor Einayim is breaking it down even more precisely. It's not just Adur, a Lashon of I will dwell. Right? It's Aleph Dar. It's Dafka Aleph Dar. That Aleph, that Alufo Shel Olam, like he says here, Ratzalomar, Aleph, Shehu Alufo Shel Olam, Hashem, who's the chief of the world, master of the universe. Kmo She'amar HaKosev Aluf Ne'urai Ata. She'kishem She'os Aleph Hu Rishon L'chol Ha'osios. Just like Aleph, of course, is the first of all the letters. Kach Hashem Yisbarach Hu Rishon L'chol HaNimtzoim. So too Hashem is the starting point of all that exists. And that's what it means, V'zehu, in Yen Bechinas Aleph Dar. Aleph Dar means what? Aleph Dar Im HaTachtonim. Shemashu Shechinaso Im HaTachtonim. Aleph Dar is Hashem's way of saying, I, the Alufo Shel Olam, want to dwell in this world, in the world of the Tachton. I want you to build me a Beis HaMikdash. I want you to make me a Mishkan. I want to live amongst you. Aleph Dar. Aleph Dar. The whole avoda of Chodesh Adar is to defeat a Malik and to build a Beis HaMikdash. You look at the Rambam, when the Rambam describes the process of building the Beis HaMikdash, the Rambam talks about, right, the process of returning to Eretz Yisrael and defeating a Malik and appointing a king and building a Beis HaMikdash. So defeating a Malik comes along with building a Beis HaMikdash. And you could see from the way the Chazal introduce us to the Simcha of Adar that it's really a Simcha of Binyan Beis HaMikdash. Where do we see that? The Gemara says in Tanis, bottom source inside one of the page, Amar of Yehuda Bereder of Shmuel Bar Shilas, Bishmei Derav, Kishem, Shemishenechnas Av Mematin Besimcha, Kach, Mishenechnas Adar, Marvin Besimcha. Why do Chazal contrast Adar with Av? Why do they feel the need to do that? I mean, Av is sad and Adar is happy. Do they have anything to do with each other? And the answer is yes, they have everything to do with each other. Av, the sadness of Av is what? Is the sadness of what? Of Chorban Beis HaMikdash. So the Simcha of Adar is a Simcha of Binyan Beis HaMikdash. But not just Binyan Beis HaMikdash, Again, the way the Rambam is describing to remove a malig from the world and build a physical base of Mikdash. But the way the Ma'ori Naim is describing that what? Adar, Alif Dar. The original intention of the base of Mikdash, which is what? Vasuli Mikdash, V'shachanti Besocha. That every Jew should become a Dira B'tachtonim. That every Jew should be a miniature base of Mikdash. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be able to dwell inside of us. But if you want to invite the Melech into your house, if you want a Kodesh Baruch Hu to come visit you, imagine a king is coming to visit your house. Imagine a king of flesh and blood coming to visit your actual house. Okay? It's not something that you want to have a surprise attack. You need time to be mechin. You need time to repair yourself. Right? If you clean up your house every Arab Shabbos to make it look nice for the Shabbos queen, right? All the more so if you know someone, a very chashuv guest is coming to your house, all the more so you're going to be scrubbing and cleaning. Everything's going to be perfect. You want it that when that person walks in, right, that you're ready to be makabel them. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, the simcha of Adar is mishnichlas Adar, Aleph Dar, to let HaKadosh Baruch Hu into our lives. That's the contrast between Av and Adar. It's interesting. This theme of Binyan Beis HaMikdash is actually a very big theme on Purim. People don't realize how Purim is a zman of Binyan Beis HaMikdash. It's actually hinted to in Maseches Megillah. Turn on to the second side of the page. Rav Gedalia Shur in the Or Gedaliah says that whenever you want to build something in Kedusha, you need to first destroy a Malik. Whenever we're adding Kedusha, building Kedusha, you have to destroy a Malik. He says, this is in the Likutei Diburim, in the section on Purim, Oschas, Kodem kol binyan de Kedusha, metzinu shahayim mechias amalik. Whenever you want to make a structure of Kedusha, Malik's always trying to tear things down. Right? If you want to make a structure, you want to build something in Kedusha, you need to first destroy a Malik. Kemosh metzinu shakodem kabbalas ha-Torah milchamas ha-Malik. If you want to what? To mekabel the Torah, so you got to push past an Amalek. You want to come to Eretz Yisrael to build the homeland of the Jewish people. Also, you got to deal with an Amalek. When was the Purim story taking place, Chavra? After the destruction of the first base of Mikdash, at the end of 70 years, which was in a time of anticipation of the building of the second base of Mikdash, of Bayis Sheni. So says Rav Gedalia Shur, V'gam b'yamei, Mordechai v'Esther, kodem binyan b'yesheni, hayitzarach lios mikodem, mechias amalek. In order to what? In order to build the second Beis HaMikdash, you have to destroy amalek. Ki amalek misnage l'chol davar shebekedusha. Because amalek tries to stop any advancement, significant advancement of kedusha. V'osa kisoy v'otem l'man shel yizgala ha-kedusha ba'olam. Amalek is always trying to what? To block out Kedusha. To make a kisui, a cover for Kedusha. An otam, a blockage. Stopping Kedusha from revealing itself in the world. That's why the whole Yom Tov is called after the Megillah, Megillas Esther. Many tzaddikim explain, Megillas Esther means what? To be Megaleh, to reveal that which is hidden. There's hidden wellsprings of Kedusha that are bursting forth, but Amalek tries to hold them back. As the Pasuk says, Ki yad al kes ka. That the hand of Amalek is on the throne of Hashem. It's blocking out Hashem's name. It's blocking out Hashem's kisei, as we learned the other week. Sh'amalek hu kamo yad hamastir es ha'izgalus the kedusha. Amalek is like a hand. Very interesting. Ki yad. Everyone think about that? The hand, what do you mean the hand of Amalek's on God's throne and on his name? What is the hand of Amalek? Okay, you can think about it. Purim, of course, is on Yud Dalid, right? That's our yad. Yud Dalid Adar. Right, but what's the meaning of the Yad? What's the meaning of the Yad of Amalek? And of course, the Yerushalmi says that on Purim, anyone who comes to you, what? Kol haposhe Yad, naisim lo. Right, which means what? We want to give a Yad as much expression as it can, as opposed to Amalek, whose whole Yad is just trying to block, to conceal, to stop things from being revealed. What? Yishuhudi is what? Yehudi, you're saying, has Yad in it? Okay. Could be. Okay, so Amalek is trying to block out Kedusha. V'lachein kodem kol binyan de Kedusha v'izgalus elukus ba'olam hayetzorech l'mechias Amalek.
So therefore, if you want to build a base of Mikdash, again, that's exactly where the Purim story is taking place. They're just finishing up 70 years of exile. They're about to come back to Eretz Yisrael. They're about to build Bayis Sheni. Of course, Amalek is going to be the one to try to stop them from making that a reality. Says Rav Gedalia Shur, an amazing thing. Rav Tzadok HaKohen of Lublin speaks a lot in his Svarim as to why certain topics, which appear to be tangential, appear in certain Masechtos. Why do certain topics which don't seem to fit the theme of the Masechta appear in certain Masechtos? What's the whole second half, or the latter half, I should say, of Masechus Megillah about? What's the whole fourth parak about? Levels of Kedusha, right? Because it's a lot about Kedusha and the transfer of Kedusha. And halachos related to what? To Beis HaKnesses, to a shul. Says Rav Tzadok, V'al derech zeh mavar Rav Tzadok HaKohen, ma'ashem esinu b'mesechus Megillah, shemidaber me'inyani Purim. Why is the Masechta about Purim? Why is the second half, ha'prakam ha'achronu medaber odos hadinim shal Beis HaKnesses? What's the connection between a shul and Purim? But the answer is, if a shul is what? A mikdash, ma'at. So of course the second half of Purim. The second half of Maseches Megillah is all about what? All about Binyan Beis HaKnesses, Dvarim Shebe Kedusha. That's how you defeat a Malik. Mikeven Shemedaber Me'inyan Purim, Shum Machias a Malik Ubir Hara. Part of defeating a Malik is what? As Maschil Binyan Kedusha. By defeating a Malik, that paves the way for a building of Kedusha. So until we have a Beis HaMikdash, what do we have in the interim? We have a Beis HaKnesses. We have a Shua, which is a Mikdash Ma'at. So the whole avoda of Chodesh Adar, again, is what? Mishenichnas Adar mar b'simcha. The contrast to Chodesh Av, which is Chorban Beis HaMikdash, Adar is Binyan Beis HaMikdash. But again, in the way that the Mori Naim is explaining it, that Aleph Adar, not just to let HaKadosh Baruch Hu into our shuls, not just to build an actual Beis HaMikdash, but Aleph Adar, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should feel comfortable visiting our homes. But again, the challenge is, you can't just have a king walk into your home. It doesn't work like that. Right? You might want to even do like a trial run to see how things go. When there are big events, they do a practice run to make sure that everything runs smoothly, right? Making sure that nothing's missing and making sure all the equipment's working, right? So the same thing is true when it comes to what? Purim Katan. Hashem says, the big Purim is such a big day, bigger than Yom Kippur. It's such a big day. You can't just stumble into it. So Hashem says, I'm giving you a trial run. I'm giving you a Purim Katan. Right? For you to figure out, hey, where do you want to be? Where are you trying to get to? Okay? Yeah. Chuma. Medrash Tanchuma actually says, and this is very interesting, I didn't know this. Medrash Tanchuma says that when was the Mishkan actually completed? When did Klal Yisrael actually finish building the Mishkan? So it's amazing. The Beis Yaakov in Parshas Pekudei quotes this Medrash Tanchuma. Rabbi Chanina Omer, Ba'alif ba'adar hayinigmara malechas ha-mishkan. Which is unbelievable. Rosh Chodesh Adar was when the Mishkan was complete. It's amazing, because if Adar is Aleph Dar, if Aleph Dar means, Hashem says, V'asuli mikdash v'shachanti besocha, make me a dira, dira b'tachtonim, Aleph Dar, that alufo shalom should be dar amongst us. If defeating a Malik is about binyan beis ha-mikdash or Mishkan, so what an unbelievable idea, that Aleph Adar and Rosh Chodesh Adar, the Mishkan was completed. Why don't we know that? We think of the Mishkan in conjunction with Nisan. Why did they actually delay the inauguration of the Mishkan? Right? Why is the Mishkan? Why was the Mishkan not put to use in Adar if it was ready in Adar? So says the Medrash. Since the Mishkan was ready, in the second line, Kedivrei Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachmeni Shamar Shenasa Mishkan BeGimel Chadashim Lama Lo Amud Miyad. Why if the Mishkan was ready already, so why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu not put it to use? So the answer is Mivnei Shechishev HaKadosh Baruch Hu LaAriv Simchas HaMishkan BeSimchas HaYom SheNoled Bo Yitzchak Avinu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, I want to combine the joy, the celebration, the use, and the inauguration of the Mishkan. I want to combine it with the birthday of Yitzchak. And Yitzchak was born on Aleph Nisan. Lefisha be'echad be'nisan nolad Yitzchak. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu hareini ma'ariv simchaschem simcha b'simcha. Hashem says, I want to combine the simcha of Yitzchak's birth with the inauguration of the Mishkan. Anyone? Why did Hashem want to delay the use of the Mishkan until Yitzchak's birth? What's the first thing you would say? Why Yitzchak's birth? Yeah. Okay, interesting. So if this is sort of the culmination of the goal of Geula is to become Hashem's people and to have a Mishkan, Vasuli Mikdash is kind of the goal. So Yitzchak, okay, could be. Yeah, what else, Josh? Yeah, Yitzchak is the first carb. I think that's the simplest answer. Yitzchak is Avoda. Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov. Torah, Avoda, Gemilas Chasadim. Avraham is Gemilas Chasadim. Avraham is the Ish Chesed. Yitzchak is Avoda. Yitzchak was the first carbon in the Makum of the Mikdash, the Makum of the Beis HaMikdash. Right? And Yaakov, the Ish Tam, Yoshev Olim, is the one who's what? Who's Torah. Okay, Yitzchak happens to have a lot of connections to Purim. Did we have a share on that last year? That was I gave that share in Long Island, the Yitzchak Purim share. I was sitting next to Zach Berger this morning during davening. His name is Yitzchak Mordechai, which is a very Purim Dika name. Right? Why is Yitzchak connected to Purim? Just very quickly. Why is Yitzchak connected to Purim? So we just connected Yitzchak through his connection to Beis HaMikdash to Purim. That's why even though the Mishkan was ready in Aleph Adar, Hashem delayed it until Nisan to make that connection to Yitzchak, who himself was a carbon. Right? But you can say very simply, why is Yitzchak connected to Purim? The Shlosh Regalim correspond to the three Avos. How did the Shlosh Regalim correspond to the three Avos? So the Torah, in Hilchos Rosh Chodesh, the Mitaf Yud Zayin quotes his brother, who says that Avraham is Keneged Pesach, Yitzchak is Keneged Shavuos, and Yaakov is Sukkos. So if Yitzchak is Shavuos, so how is Yitzchak Purim? If Yitzchak is Shavuos, how is Yitzchak Purim? Because Purim is what? Is the reacceptance of the Torah that they accepted originally on Purim. Of course, Yitzchak is also laughter, which has to do with Purim. Yitzchak has a lot to do with Purim. Yitzchak has a lot to do with Purim. Okay, so it kind of makes sense that Hashem made this link between what? Between Adar and Nisan. Again, that's also part of Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel's Mismach Geula LeGeula, to connect the Geula of Adar to the Geula of Nisan, to connect Purim to Pesach. But again, fascinating to see, according to the Medrash, that Rosh Chodesh Adar, Mishenichnas Adar Marvin B'Simcha, is the Simcha of what? The celebration of the first complete structure of Mishkan. That's an amazing thing. Okay? But again, what we're learning today is that in order to let HaKadosh Baruch Hu in, and the whole gift of Purim Katan, is that it gives us time to prepare, so to speak, for the next Purim to come. It helps us to get ready. And that's really what the words V'asu li mikdash v'shachanti b'socham actually mean. That's what it means. What do I mean by that? Three tzaddikim say the same vart, the Or Yitzchak, Rav Yitzchak of Radvil, who is the son of Rav Yechiel Michal of Zlotchev, the Apter Rav, the Oiv Yisrael, and the Avodas Yisrael, the Kajet Sir Magid. Okay? The Or Yitzchak says it the clearest, that's what I gave you on the page, in source number 10. How does Rav Yitzchak of Radvil understand the words, Va'asu li mikdash v'shachanti b'socham? Okay, Chavah, make sure you're following the steps. So again, we started off by saying that we passed like Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, right, who says, Mismach Gula Gula Adif. We said, how could that be? Ein Mavir and Alamitzos. So we said, don't worry, Hashem, we're not going to be Mavir and Alamitzos. We're going to make today an unbelievable celebration. Right? What is the gift of today? We began to explain. It's Purim Katan. Right? Purim and Mispar Katan is Eheya. Where do I want to be? Why do I need to make sure that I know where I want to be? Because we're trying to do the most important thing possible, which is what? Which is to allow HaKadosh Baruch Hu to come visit our lives, to let Hashem into our life. Mishenichlas Adar, that Aleph Dar. You want Hashem to, you don't just, it's not stam. A king doesn't just walk into your house and you're ready to makabel such a thing. You have to get yourself ready. So we're learning that the whole avodah of Adar is to what? Is to build a Mishkan. The highest form of building a Mishkan, we're saying, is that what? Is that Aleph Dar, that Hashem should dwell bisocham, within me. But you have to get yourself ready for that. And now I'm going to show you that's exactly what the words v'asuli mikdash v'shachanti bisocham actually means. Says Rav Yitzchak of Radvil, V'asuli mikdash v'shachanti b'socham, the mission statement of the Torah.
Make me a mikdash. Which again, the first Mishkan we just learned was completed on Aleph Adar. V'shechanti besocha. V'kasha. Says Rav Yitzchak of Radviel, shehayil alichto v'asuli mikdash v'shechanti besocho. It should have said, make me a mikdash and I will dwell within it. Besocha mashma besoch shel Yisrael mamish v'lo b'mikdash. Besocham sounds like Hashem wants to dwell what? Not in the building, but within us. Va'emes sha'torah meramez zeh al Yisrael. And yes, the Torah, that's exactly what the Torah wants. The Torah wants that Hashem should dwell within us. Hainu shekol echod mi Yisrael nikra mikdash. That every Jew should be a mikdash. Kamo oel shichein ba'adam. Like the Pasuk says in Tehillim. You're supposed to be a miniature oel moed. You're supposed to be a meeting place. Right? That Hashem's meeting place is within you. Hashem is a regular by you. Hashem is comfortable in your dalet amos. Because you've made yourself into a kli that's fit to receive elokus, godliness. Top of the left column. V'hizhira ha-Torah kadosha shetiyu mikdash la-ashras ha-shechina. So the Torah tells us you want to become a mikdash for ashras ha-shechina. U-mikdash, here's the key words. U-mikdash hu lashon hachana. What does the word mikdash mean? Mikdash means preparation. Where do we see that mikdash means preparation? Where do we see that mikdash means hachana, getting yourself ready? What does it mean, make yourself ready? Prepare yourself. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, prepare asuli mikdash, right? Make yourself prepared, and then, v'shachanti besocha. You could explain it like kedushin and nisuin. What is kedushin as opposed to nisuin? There's two stages we know to Jewish marriage. Kedushin, step one. Nisuin, step two. Kedushin prepares the possibility of marriage. In what sense? What does Rashi say? Kedushin, harei at mikudesha sli, means what? That this woman is mizuman. She's designated. She's prepared. She's prohibited to all other men. Because we've begun the process of marriage. And then we complete that marriage with stage two called nisuin. So v'asuli mikdash v'shachanti besocha. V'shachanti besocham, Hashem says, I want to dwell within you, right? Has an image of mamish, you know, das, of chibur, Hashem dwelling within us. It's like the consummation of the marriage. It's the husband and wife, and their bodies unifying. Right? V'shachanti besocham, to dwell mamish, to become one. Chibur. But before you have that, v'asuli mikdash, you need kedushin. Right? You need the first step of marriage. But Kedushin, he says, Mikdash is a lashon of hachana. Right? V'zeu v'asu li mikdash, sheta'asu li hachana, shetachinu atzmechem ba'ashras ha-shechina. And then v'shachanti besocha. If you get yourselves ready, then we can make this happen. So I think that's the avoda of Purim Katan. What is the avoda of today? Today is the day that Hashem says, I don't want you to just show up on Purim and be expected to what? That HaKadosh Baruch Hu should mamish dwell within you. The deepest chibur, the deepest connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Jamie asked me yesterday, it's very strange. If Purim is all about connecting as deep as possible to Hashem, right? And deep connection is referred to in the Torah as what? As da'as. When the Torah talks about an intimate sexual relationship, it says that Adam knew his wife, right? That means he was intimate with his wife. So why in Purim do we try to reach a place of what? Adelo Yada. Why are we trying to get rid of our das? So I thought you could say, and you have to develop the answer more, right? But some of us learned from Rabbi Nachman at the beginning of Sichus Aran. It's a famous teaching. Svas Emes brings it. Famous teaching of many tzaddikim that the tachlis of yediyah, the purpose of knowing, everything we want to know about Hashem is to reach a point where we say, Hashem, I still don't know you, and that's the biggest compliment you can give Hashem. That's right, you don't know me because I'm so big. If everything you've learned, you still know nothing about me. So on Purim, we reach the highest level of das is what? Is when I'm able to say I don't even understand it. It's a bitul hadas, is ad lo yada. If I tell my wife, if I say, Elisa, I love you because you're beautiful, I love you because you're smart, I love you because you're an amazing mother, I love you because I give her 100 reasons why I love her, right? All those things could become untrue. It may be true in the moment, but that means my love is dependent upon something. If I say to my wife, I love you in a way that defies logic, right? It goes above and beyond anything that can be explained. You can't ask a kasha on that. It's untouchable. So the tachlis hayidiyah, the purpose of knowing Hashem, is to reach a point where I say, Hashem, I don't even understand. So we reach the highest level of das on Purim through what? Through ad lo yada. Through ad lo yada. In Kabbalah, the Kabbalistic Svarim talk about the highest point, right, of creation, of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, as spoken about in the Svarim, is referred to as what? The Reisha Delo Is Yada. The Reisha Delo Is Yada. Right? The Reisha, the head, Delo Is Yada, which can't be known. The starting point, which can't be understood. It's the, good, Rashi Tevos Adar. Right? Reisha Delo Is Yada is Rashi Tevos Adar. Good. You just thought of that or you heard that from someone? What? You heard it from who? Okay, good. Reisha Delo Is Yada is Rashi Tevos Adar. And Adar, we reach a point that completely defies logic. Right. The term is called Reisha Delo Isyada. Ityada. Right? The starting point which is beyond knowledge. So Reisha Delo Isyada is Rashi Tevos Adar. Because an Adar, when we achieve Ad Delo Yada, when we surrender our mind to Hashem on Purim, right? So we're reaching the highest level. But again, to get there, a person has to prepare and then surrender. So that's what Purim Katan is. Purim Katan is the period where what? V'asuli mikdash, we're making the preparations, and then we're able, v'shachanti b'socham, and then we're able to invite HaKadosh Baruch Hu, mamish alif dar, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should feel welcome and should come into our lives. Okay? The Megillah says, in source number 11, v'hayam ha'elo nizkarim v'na'asim. The days of Purim are nizkarim v'na'asim. And the Gemara explains that what does Nizkarim mean? What does Nasim mean? The Gemara, and really Rashi on Daf Bezim and Bezim Seches Megillah, explains that the Zechira of Purim is what? How do we do a Zechira on Purim? The Zechira on Purim is Kriyas HaMegillah. Right? Vayam Eila Nizkarim. These days are remembered. How do you remember? By telling the story, by reading the Megillah. V'Nasim, how do you do Purim? What do you think? What do you think Rashi says? What's the doing of Purim? The Suda's Purim. So the Gemara understands, Vayam Eila Nizkarim V'Na'asim, and the Gemara says, Iskish Zechira La'asiyah, there's a hekish between Zechira and Asiyah, they go together, Kriyas HaMegillah, the Suda's Purim. Right? Nizkarim V'Na'asim is a reference to what? Nizkarim is Kriyas HaMegillah, Na'asim is the celebration of Purim, namely the Suda. The Gemara and Rashi at the beginning of Maseches Megillah tell us. The Ger Rebbe, the Beis Yisrael, the fourth Ger Rebbe, Rebbe Yisrael Alter, the fourth Ger Rebbe, said, Nizkarim v'Na'asim, Nizkarim is Purim Katan, and Na'asim is Purim in other Sheni. Nizkarim v'Na'asim. Today is Zechira, a Zechir l'Purim. Right? We're commemorating Purim. We're not fully doing Purim. We're not having a formal Purim Suda. Right? We're not reaching Ad Delo Yada. We're not giving Mishloach Manos. We're not giving Matanos Lavyonim. We're not Nasim, but Nizkarim is other Aleph. Nasim is other Shem. So today, again, is Nizkarim. Today is a day where what? We're Nizkarim. Where we're preparing ourselves for Purim. We're not doing Purim. It's a day of Hachana. It's the Asuli Mikdash, Kedushin. And then you're able to come to Nisun. Then you're able to consummate the marriage, so to speak. V'shachanti b'socham. Then the deepest chibur can take place when we get to Purim Mamash. Okay? Says the Ohev Yisrael in Parshas Truma, a remarkable thing. The Ohev Yisrael doesn't bring a lot of gematrias. But he says an amazing thing here. The Ohev Yisrael writes in Parshas Truma, in Source 12, V'hine kisha adam ovid es Hashem yisbarach ba'av rabba al derech hanizkar la'el. If a person serves Hashem with great love, as I explained earlier, well, we didn't read that part, so we'll have to take his word for it. Bevadai miyachir u'makasher ha'olamos ha'elyonim. Olam asiyah ba'olam yitzira v'shtein lebriya v'shlashtan la'atzilus kadisha.
Says the Ohev Yisrael, when a person serves Hashem with Ahava, and that's what Purim is. Me'ahava saneis, kimu v'kiblu. We re-accepted the Torah, we weren't serving God out of fear anymore, we were serving God out of love. So when we serve God out of love, what do? We're able to what? To unify the worlds. And he references four worlds. So for those who are not as familiar, Kabbalistically, with the four worlds that the Svarim talk about, you have them on the page in front of you. Okay? Meaning from Atzmius Elukus, from Hashem himself, there are four worlds below that. The world that's closest to Hashem is called Atzilus. Okay, you see it in the second line, in source 12? Atzilus. Three words from the end. Atzilus. Atzilus means nearness, the world that's closest to Hashem. Atzilus. After Atzilus comes a world called Bria. After Bria comes a world called Yitzira. And after Yitzira comes a world called Asiya. So the way he mentioned before, he mentioned it from the bottom up. Right? That when a person serves Hashem with great love, Ba'ava Rabba, so then he connects the worlds from Asiya to Yitzira to Bria to Atzilus HaKadisha, he calls it. Atzilus. Okay, again, you see them all four on the second line. Atzilus is the highest, the closest to Hashem, then Bria, then Yitzira, then Asiya. Asiya. Right? Yizkarim v'nasim, the world, the physical world. Asiya. Okay? Ve'alufo shel olam tamir v'ganiz b'chol olam v'olam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is tamir v'ganiz, hidden and concealed within each of the worlds. And whose job is it to give Hashem expression in each of those worlds? Whose job is it to identify? We don't even know what these worlds are. We barely know how to function in this world. But our job is to what? Is to give HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to make Hashem king, to bring Hashem's presence, Aleph Dar, in each of the four worlds. So he says, our job is to do just that. That the Alufa Sha'olam is hidden in each of the worlds. As Eliyahu HaNavi said in his Tefillah and the Tikkuni Zohar, V'antu dekosher lon umiyachid lon v'iyu milagav kol almin. Hashem, you're within all the worlds, but it's our job to bring it out, to reveal it. V'im kein b'chol olam yesh tzior aleph, shehu besod alufo shal olam, sod pela ha'elyon. Chav, I know this is hard, but try to stay with it. He says, in each world, there's a hidden aleph, and we're trying to help that aleph. Again, Hashem is the alufo shal olam, the master of the world. We want Hashem to be recognized in those worlds. It's our job to give Hashem expression in those worlds. So he says where it's bolded. The aleph, the way you write out the word aleph, aleph lamed pei. Aleph bimiluo hu mispar kuf yod aleph. What's the gematria of aleph? Aleph lamed pei. Aleph. Aleph, 111. So says the aptera of the Ohev Yisrael, vidalid alfin. What if you have four times aleph? 444. So 444 says the Ohev Yisrael is gematria mikdash. So he says that's the pshat in the pasuk. V'asuli mikdash. Such a beautiful vart. V'asuli mikdash. What does he mean, asuli mikdash? Your job is not just to what? To make Hashem in your home. That's the punchline. That's where we're trying to get to in the end. Right? But first you have to try to give Hashem. Maybe it's easier to give the king the proper respect when he's what? When he's in his vacation home than it is to do it in your, you know, in your house, wherever you live. Right? So the king lives in a palace. Yeah? King lives in a palace. So when the king travels outside the palace, the farther away he gets from the palace, the harder it is to make sure that everything, you know, is appropriate for him. So when the king goes from, so to speak, let's say his main palace to a smaller palace, okay, it takes a little work to make sure that it's, you know, everything's ready for him, but it's, you know, maybe easier done than when the king travels now to a little bit farther away from the palace, a little farther away from the palace. Our job as the Jewish people is to what? Is to help the Aleph, Hashem, to be dar, to live comfortably in each of those places. Starting with Atzilus, the world that's nearest to Hashem, down to a world called Bria, down to a world called Yitzira,
to a world called Asiya. Right? We're trying to bring Hashem into all the worlds. Aleph Dar. That Hashem should be comfortable. Purim, in a certain sense, is the day where more than ever we have the challenge of what? Of welcoming HaKadosh Baruch Hu mamish into our bodies. This is a place where you want to live, Hashem. You want to dwell inside of me? That's terrifying. Right? It's scary enough for you to go into a world called Atzilus, let alone to go into this body that's done a lot of Averos. And Hashem says, no, Mishenichlas Adar, I want to go mamish all the way. I want to connect as deeply as possible to you. Vasuli Mikdash, prepare yourself, Mikdash, try to bring Hashem down through all those worlds until you get to the highest level of what? Vishachanti Besocha. However, the only way we can get there is if what? Is if we get ourselves ready. There's no way. You can't just like, by chance, you know, be ready to receive Hashem. A person needs Asuli Mikdash, like the Or Yitzchak said. Mikdash means Hachana. Get yourself ready. The Svarim say that Hachana is Gematria Moach plus Lev. Prepare your mind and prepare your heart. You have to prepare yourself intellectually by learning. You have to prepare yourself emotionally by opening your heart. You have to get yourself ready to be able to what? To let HaKadosh Baruch Hu into our lives, into our world. So now let's go back to where we started. Who is the one who gave us Purim Katan? Go back to source number one. Rav Shimon ben Gamliel is the one who gave us Purim Katan. Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yossi said, we don't have time for Purim Katan. He was a big tzaddik, Rabbi Eliezer Biosi. You know why? He said, I can't make Jews wait for Purim. Purim has to happen now. Ein mavirin ala mitzvos. Comes along, who? Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, and he says, no. I want to put Purim next to Pesach. Right? Shimon ben Gamliel, what are you going to do with ein mavirin ala mitzvos? So he says, no, don't worry. It's not going to be mavirin ala mitzvos. Why? Because the hachana is part of the mitzvah. Right? So we're going to make today into a big mitzvah. We're going to celebrate today. If we don't do anything today, then we have a violation. But if we celebrate Purim today, if Nizkarim, before we get to Nasim, if we can at least do a Zecher LePurim, even if we're not mamish doing it yet, even if we're not there yet, but as long as it's the Hachana, the preparation is part of the mitzvah. So it's Rav Shimon ben Gamliel who's really, right, is the one who gave us this Hachana, who gave us the opportunity, Vasuli Mikdash. Again, the word Mikdash means what? According to the Or Yitzchak, it means Hachana. It means prepare yourself. And as we learned from the Oy of Yisrael, how do we do that? Vasuli Mikdash, four times Aleph, is bringing the Aleph into each of the Olamos. Until eventually Hashem feels comfortable, Mamish V'Shachanti B'Socham, dwelling inside of us. So, Chaver, what was Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel's statement? How did Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel explain the reason for Purim Katan? What did he say? Mismach geula legeula adif. Right? So, on the surface he's saying, yeah, Purim and Pesach have to go next to each other. But what he's really focused on, the Pnimius, he's not focused so much on what? That Purim should be next to Pesach. That's also true. And there's a lot to explain there. We're not going into that today. The Chlau, we're not touching that. That the Purim-Pesach connection is very strong. What he's really doing is he's what? By putting Purim next to Pesach, he's saying what? I'm giving you Purim Katan. I'm giving you the first month of Adar to what? To have a Purim Katan. And what's the whole point of a Purim Katan? To get yourself ready for the real Purim. To make sure that you're there. Right? So what's the gematria of Mismach Geula LeGeula Adif? What did Rav Shimon ben Gamliel say? Mismach Geula LeGeula Adif. That's exact words. You don't have to add any letters. You don't have to use different girsahs, you don't have to spell it funny. Straight out of the Gemara. Mismach geula legeula adif. Let's do it together. How much is mismach? I even left you a little space on side two of the page to write it in. Okay, mismach is 160. How much is geula? 45. How much is geula? 75. So what do we have so far? We have how much? 160 plus 75. Plus 45, plus 75. Okay, and how much is Adif? What's the match of Adif?
164.
How much? 164. So what's 80 plus 164? What's 80 plus 164? Sorry, 280 plus 164 is 444 is what? Is gematria? Is mikdash. Is mikdash. Is 4 times aleph. Right? Is what the Yismach Yisrael, is what the Oiv Yisrael said. 4 times aleph, mikdash. So va'asu li mikdash v'shachanti besocham. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says, you know the real reason we're putting Purim next to Pesach? Right? He said, mismach geula geula adif. What's he really saying? He's saying, no, I'm giving you Purim Katan. I'm going to give you a Purim Katan to prepare yourself. You're not going to just show up to Purim. The word mikdash means hachana. That's what the whole word means. As the Or Yitzchak explained. So Hashem says, I'm giving you a chance to get yourself. I want you to just stumble into Purim. I want you to be able to get yourselves ready. You followed it? You followed it? The chazer, for those who didn't follow. Okay, let me end with just 5 more minutes. A point that's a little bit simpler to follow. Okay? This is really like a 4-part shiur. We're doing 2 parts today. That's part 1. Maybe it's a 5-part shiur. That's part 1 and 2. One is explaining Shitas Rabbi Gamliel, how in Mavir and Al Mitzvos, that we're not going to be Mavir and Al Mitzvos by making a celebration. Now we explain more deeply what that whole thing is about, how the Hana for Purim is the Vasuli Mikdash, starting to bring Hashem down through the 4 worlds until finally he's able to Mamish V'Shachanti B'Socham to achieve the purpose of Aleph Dar, which is the real goal. Okay? But let's do one last step. Let's do one last step. Okay, if you look in Source 13, what do we know about Amalek? Should we stop? We can stop also. Because this is we're at a checkpoint. So if we want to stop here, we can stop here. Should we stop? Or should we finish this point? It's going to take more than 5 minutes. It's going to take 15 minutes. What do you say? Josh, what do you say? Should we keep going or should we stop? Okay, if anyone's overloaded, just you can step out, take a break. Let's finish this point, okay? It's an easier point, much easier point to understand. What are we saying? What we're explaining today is that Purim Katan is the Hachana for Purim. Yeah? Another way to say that is to say that Purim Katan is what? Is the derech to Purim. Is the road to Purim. Right? A road is how you get to where you're trying to get to. Nachon? So if I want to go to a certain place, I have to travel on a road in order to get there. I have to find the path. I have to find the road. So how do I get to Purim? How do I get to Purim? We're saying today you can't just show up at Purim. You have to prepare for Purim. Hashem gave us a gift this year. It's called Purim Katan. Purim Katan, right? Hey, yeah, where do I want to be? What am I trying to do? How can I begin the process? Hachana, getting yourselves ready. Mikdash means getting ready. Vasuli Mikdash v'shachanti besocham. So we're beginning to travel down the road towards Purim. And that's exactly where Amalek tries to stop us. Whenever a Jew is on the road, he's making progress, he's moving towards something. Whenever he's on the derech, right? He's moving towards something. That's where Amalek comes to attack a Jew. Look at Source 13. Zachor eis asher asat lecha Amalek baderech b'tzeischem Mitzrayim. Right? What's the point of leaving Mitzrayim? To just travel outside of Mitzrayim? No, the road out of Mitzrayim leads to what? Kabbalah Satorah. So Amalek attacks in the derech. Amalek identifies whenever you're moving towards something, whenever you're preparing for something, you're counting 49 days to Kabbalah Satorah. Or you're celebrating a Purim Katan to help you to find the road, to prepare yourself, to be Mechin, so that you can come to Purim in the right way. So Amalek likes to attack. Amalek attacks when you're on the derech. Asher karcha baderech. Amalek tries to cool you off on the derech. So in a certain sense, Amalek is trying to stop Purim Katan. Amalek is attacking Purim Katan. Because again, we're saying that Purim Katan is the derech that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us to find our way to Purim. Amalek tries to stop us on the derech. A yid always finds a derech. A yid always finds a derech. What happens if one road is closed? What do? You give up? Ain't shum yayush. Go off the derech to get back on the derech, on a different derech, right? No, babamas. People who go off the derech end up coming back on with just a different derech, right? They were rebelling against a particular derech, and then they found their own derech. They found a different derech. So Purim is all about helping to find a derech, or to realize that if Amalek blocks a derech, there are many drachim. There are many ways. Some of the Sfarim talk about how the letters of Mordechai's name spell out the word drachim. Mordechai is drachim. Mordechai is drachim, pathways, different, right? Amalek comes asher karcha, but derech, there's not going to be a derech. There's many drachim, there's a lot of different drachim. Look at the first Mishnah in Maseches Shkalim, and it tells you some of the things that we do in Chodesh Adar. One of the things that we do in Chodesh Adar, says the Mishnah, is mitaknim es hadrachim. We fix the roads. What's the pashup shot? Why do we fix roads in Adar? Because all the potholes from the winter. Yeah? That's the pashup shot. But obviously, on a deeper level, what does it mean to be mitakin the drachim? Why in Chodesh Adar are we being mitakin the drachim? Right? Because Amalek comes asher karcha b'derech. Amalek tries to mess up the road. So a Jew comes and what? He tries to, under the leadership of Mordechai, same letters as drachim, to find new drachim. Amalek, you're not going to stop us. You try to get us to cool off on the road, to stop midway. We always find a way to go weiter. I'll tell you a nice vart from last week. Look at the pasuk again. Zachor eis asher asal lecha Amalek b'derech b'tzeischem Mitzrayim. The B'nai Yisachar quotes from the Kuznetzer Magid, who says, what do we say when we pick up a Torah for Hagbah? V'zos ha-Torah, right? The Gemara says in Avodah Zarah, on the first daf, the Gemara says, Ein zos el Torah. Zos is a code word for Torah. V'zos ha-Torah. Zos means Torah. So the Kuznetzer Magid, the B'nai Yisachar quotes the Kuznetzer Magid, who explains that zos represents two drachim, two pathways in Torah. Two different ways that a person can have a relationship with Hashem. They're both legitimate. One's much better, but they're both legitimate. Two ways that a human being can live his life. Right? And the lesser good way is not evil necessarily. It's just not, it's not as good. Right? And it's embodied by the word zos. The two paths in one's relationship with the world, right, and how I interact with Hashem's world is zos. So the Kuznetzer Magid says you could be on the path of Zion, or you could be on the path of Aleph to Tav. Zos. What is the path of Zion, and what is the path of Aleph to Tav? Zion, 7. What do we know about the number 7? 7 always represents the natural order. Right? 7 days in a week. 7 years in a Shemitah cycle, 7 cycles of 7 in a Yovel cycle, right? There are 7 digits in your phone number, and there's a good reason for that. The world is, I think, 70% water, and so is your body. 7 cycles of 7. Natural things have to do with 7. 7 notes in a musical scale before you get back to the first note again, to the root note. The natural world operates in terms of sevens, okay? What is Aleph through Tav? Aleph to Tav, the way the Kuznetzer Magid says, are the letters of Torah. When Hashem created the world, it says Hashem took the osios, right, the 22 letters of the Torah, and Hashem used them to create the world. Which means when I look at the world, I could see a natural world. I could see Zion. I could see nature. I could see Mother Nature. I could see Rabbanu Shalom, Avinu Shabbat Shemayim. I could see a world of Torah. I could see the letters of Torah and everything. So it says the Kuznetzer Magid, right? V'zos ha-Torah, zos, he actually talks about it in the context of Rosh Chodesh. Zos are two paths. You could be on a Zion path, or you could be on an Aleph through Tav path. Which path is a better path? Aleph through Tav. Right? And if you have Aleph through Tav, that means what? Mamish, Aleph through Tav. You have everything. From beginning to end. Right? Unlimited powers. You're created B'Tselem Elokim, in the image of God. What does the name Elokim mean? It means God has all the power in the world. So too, you, being created in the divine image, also have all the power in the world. Aleph through Tav, a Jew has to believe he can do anything and everything. What does Amalek try to say to us? Asher karcha b'derech. You want to accomplish everything. You think you've got all the power in the world. Amalek tries to what? Get us to cool off on the road. Karcha b'derech. Right? They want to cool us off on the road. They want us to be convinced that, well, we can't do anything. We're very middle of the road. We're very average. We get stuck on the road. Mordechai comes along. Mordechai says, my name is Drachim. I make different roads. If I get stuck on this road, I'll take a different road. I'll take a side road. That's what we do on Purim.
We fix the roads, like the Mishnah says in Shkalim. So, Chaver, look at the pasuk. I think it's a nice part. Yeah, source 13. Zachor eis asher asa lecha Amalek bederach. Zachor, remember, eis aleph taf. Remember, you have the ability to do everything and anything. You can live according to the Torah, aleph through taf. You can mamish do the whole thing, A to Z, aleph to taf. Zachor eis. Remember that Hashem gave you the power of eis? And you know what Amalek did? Asher asa lecha Amalek. Amalek took your ace, your aleph through tough, and turned it into lecha. What's lecha? The letter chaf and lamed. Right? The letter chaf and lamed are what? Are the middle two letters of the Torah. Chaf is the 11th letter of the Torah. Lamed is the 12th letter of the Torah. The 22 letters of the Torah. So mamish, the middle of the Torah, is chaf and lamed. Middle of the aleph bez is chaf and lamed. So zachor eis asher asat lecha amalek. Remember, you had the ability to finish the job from A to Z, from aleph to tav, to accomplish everything. But remember, asher karcha baderech, when you're on that path from aleph to tav, you got stuck smack in the middle. Amalek turned your aleph tav into what? Asher asa lecha Amalek. Amalek made it into lecha, into lamed chaf, into chaf lamed, into the middle of the road. You wanted to be big, you wanted to accomplish big things. And Amalek cooled you off and made you very average, very middle of the road. Mamish, you got halfway there and then you're like, ah, it's too hard. That's what Amalek tries to do to us. They try to get us to get stuck on the road. Zachor is asher asa lecha Amalek. Remember how Amalek tries to get you stuck on the road. When you're on the derech, right? When you're trying to get somewhere. And Amalek gets you stuck halfway. So, Chaver, let's wrap up with this final point. When a person's traveling on a road, where is the dangerous, where is the most dangerous part of the journey? Where do they say accidents happen most often? Closest to home. Right? I remember as a kid, I don't know where we were coming from. We were driving somewhere. It was me and my parents. I remember we were literally like a block away from our house in Philadelphia. And we got into a car accident. Late at night, I was very startled that night. I remember, I can picture very clearly. Baruch Hashem, no one was hurt, but it was a very scary thing. We had I think we must have been coming back from New York to Philadelphia, where I lived at the time, and literally like a block away from our house, we got into an accident. So they say accidents happen closest to home, right? There's nothing sadder also of a person. Maybe you've seen a YouTube video like this of someone like, you know, running a marathon or winning a race. He's about to win. He's right like a couple steps from the finish line and he trips. It's the worst. When a person has made it to the end of the road and then they're not able to capture that last bit of the road, it's the worst. So, Chaver, so where is the end of the road? And what does that have to do with Purim Katan? What is the road that a Jew travels on? Anyone know the name of the road that we travel on? It has a name. What? The Derech Hashem? It's a good guess. What else? What did you say? Olam Hazeh? What's the name of our road? Come on, you're halachic Jews. What's the name of our road? What's the name of our road? Orach Chaim. Right? The first volume of the Shulchan Aruch is called Orach Chaim. You wake up in the morning, you wash the tilos yadayim, put on your tzitzis, tefillin, yadavin. Yeah? Orach Chaim. It takes us through the way of life. This is how you travel. Orach. Orach means a road, a pathway. Right? So a Jew is traveling on Orach Chaim. What's the end of the road? What's the last halach in Orach Chaim? The last chapter in Orach Chaim. Exactly. You had it on the page in front of you. The last simon in Shulchan Aruch Orach Chaim is in source number 3. The halachos of Purim Katan. The fact that we're celebrating today, go back to source number 3. Says the Shulchan Aruch, we don't say Tachnun. Right? And then says the Ramah in the small print, Yesh Omrim, Shechayev Laharbos B'mishta V'simcha B'yud Dalet Shav Adar Rishon V'ein Noagin Kei. We don't formally have a Suda today. Mikol Makom Yarbek Tzas B'suda Kedei Letzeis Yidei HaMachmir. We should have a little bit of a Suda today. Celebrate a little bit. V'tov Lev Mishta Tamid. Those are the last words of the road. Of Orach Chaim. If you keep Purim Katan properly, then you make it to the end of the road. That's called making it to the end of the road. If Purim Katan doesn't mean anything to you, if you didn't say Tachlin today, you almost made it to the end of the road. But if you celebrate today, then you mamash make it to the end of the road. A
Amalek is trying to stop us from making it to the end of the road. Asher karcha baderech. Amalek doesn't want us to make it to the end of the road. So therefore, the avod of a Jew is what? To mekayim, the last siman in Or HaChaim. Mamish, the end of the road. To show Amalek, we're going to find a way to make it to the end of the road. And chever, what happens? What happens when you make it to the end of the road? And with this I conclude. What happens when you make it to the end of the road? Tovlev Mishta Tamid. What happens when you make it to the end of the road? You finish the road. So what happens next? What happens after Or HaChaim? What's next? Yoredeya. Yoredeya. So then a person is ready for what? For the Das of Kedusha. Right? To counter Amalek, which is the Das of Klipa, as the Svarim say. Right? When a person finishes the road, when he finishes Or HaChaim properly, then he's ready for Das. Again, the way we come to Das, like Jamie and I were discussing yesterday, is through an Adal Lo Yada. The highest form of Das, of Yoredeya, of understanding Das, is on Purim, where we let go of our Das. Right? But again, the Avoda Purim Katan is to help us to reach the end of the road that Amalek tries to stop us from reaching, Asher Karcha Baderech. So again, for those Jews who don't take today seriously, it's a little bit of a surrender to Amalek. It's a little bit of giving in to Amalek. But a Jew who understands that these days are days that are meant to be celebrated, and this is Nizkarim before the Nasim, that this is the preparation, this is the Asuli Mikdash before the Veshachanti Besocham, and understands that Mismach Geula Geula Adif is really not only about creating a link between Pesach and Purim, but creating a link between Purim Katan and the Purim that comes after, giving us a chance to have a Hachana, to bring the Aleph Dar into our life, such a Jew is able to defeat Amalek and come to Yoredeya, to come to the higher level of Das, of attachment to HaKadosh Baruch. Okay, so we should be Zoicha to celebrate today. Everyone should have a festive Suda today. Yar B'Ktsas. And Tov Lev Mishta Tamim. We should be Zoicha to always feel the joy and the gift that HaKadosh Baruch has given us by giving us this day. Now you can say.